Daniel.
On air. The call line is always open at 844-967-2789, and you can find it on the Devil Radio website or app. I believe we're coming in with Old Oaks music. Nice. Cool. I did want to kind of bring up the topic of what the Republican, just kind of the, specifically with Rebecca Clefish's point of view on this and the idea of having no exceptions for rape or incest, as well as the fact that she herself has two daughters of her own, and kind of the, just the, I don't know, just putting that out there, I guess, and
I'm gonna
discussing
add
that.
That she also, just the extension of, she doesn't believe that they should, that there should be exceptions in case of rape and incest because it's not the baby's fault how they came into this world, implying that it is a woman's fault when she gets raped and should have to bear those consequences.
Well,
bear that child.
I think that if there is no exception, well, first of all, there shouldn't need to be an exception. It should just be legal.
Exactly.
But if there is an exception, we will probably see a higher rate of suicides within teen pregnancies and rape pregnancies and that.
And not even pregnant teens.
Yeah.
Teen girls who currently live in abusive households that are afraid currently of being raped by a family member or someone close to them. And it's also similar to, it just makes me think of I mentioned before, the GOP rep, yeah. Carrie Ann Lisenby, who in response to being asked about her comments on not trusting women to make their own decisions, she responded with, it's not that she doesn't trust them. It's that she trusts that they can control the intake of semen into their vagina, which obviously ignores that women can't control if they are raped. And this is like, these are the fact that that human being who said that actually is running for Senate in Illinois and actually has people who support her. Like,
I mean, I think along with that, it goes back to education. People are not educated. They, it's not a fetus, it's a baby. I mean, it's not a baby, it's a fetus until it's born. And it can't survive on its own. So, and it's not a living being.
Ultimately, whatever your feelings are on it, those are your feelings.
Exactly.
Your feelings, your religious beliefs should not keep me in a cage and direct my medical decisions. My medical decisions should be made between me and my doctor and nobody else.
And even sometimes doctors won't do it. Like, or they won't sterilize you. They won't do that. I think it's really just up to the person. If you have a uterus, it's up to you what you want to do with your body. It's up to you if you want to have an abortion. It's up to you if you want to get sterilized. It should not be up to anybody else because it's your body. And I think a lot of people, they just disguise it with abortion because they're like, oh, there's another thing in your body. But they really just want to be able to control what you're able to do.
You cannot be pro-life unless you are pro-choice, because we are talking about humans that are alive and exist.
Well, I think when people say pro-life, it's not really pro-life. It's
that's what I mean.
Choice.
Yes. Yeah.
You don't want them to have a choice. You're not for a life.
In my opinion, pro-choice people are actually pro-life because we are supporting lives that exist right now.
And we're talking about them protecting the pre-born child versus the child that actually is going to be born and the mother's life as well.
Yeah, and it's just these, you know, the people who make these arguments, you know, and like especially the politicians who make these arguments just can't. They cannot, they have no leg to stand on when they consistently vote down any bills that support families and mothers, healthcare for all of us. You know, they vote down all of these things that prove they do not care about babies and children.
Which is really confusing because they're like, you have to have a baby, but we're not going to give you health care. We're not going to give you the ability to feed your child. We're not going to give you the ability to house your child. But you have to have the kid. It doesn't matter if they're going to have a good life, a life that they're able to thrive in. We just want you to have it.
Yeah, let's overrun the already overrun and really underfunded, undersupported, honestly abusive foster system that exists right now. Like, we don't need to add to that.
I was also looking at a quote from the executive director of the Wisconsin Right to Life, who had stated, or she had stated, this is a joyful day for the pro-life movement. And it is our movement to affirm our dedication to uplifting and supporting both pre-born children and their mothers. The pro-life movement is truly pro-women and pro-babies, and we rejoice in the action we take to protect pre-born children now that Roe has been overturned.
Which is just so silly on its face when it's like, no, if you supported mothers, you would support women having the right to choose. So I don't accept that. Yeah. I just don't.
What would you say, you were kind of talking about education before, what kind of looking back at like our education and what we've kind of grown up with, especially with our sexual assault policies, what do you think can be done in the case that, you know, obviously Roe v. Wade has been overturned? What do you hope that education and kind of the system will do?
I really hope the system will educate people on if they are pregnant, what are their options there? How can they get an abortion? Where can they go to get an abortion? What are the safe haven states that are closest to them? Mm-hmm. Who will help them pay to go get that abortion? Because a lot of people don't have the resources.
Mm-hmm.
I also hope that people are more educated on how does an abortion work? Because there's a lot of false advertisement in that idea. I've seen, like, maybe a year ago, somebody went and put flyers on everybody's cars, and it was like somebody just like pulling a baby out with tongs. And that's like, if I saw that, if that's what an abortion was, maybe I'd be a little iffy on it, because they're just like pulling a baby out.
Exactly.
With tongs.
Yeah. So when you have a country full of people who aren't educated, and then you have zealots that are out here putting these crazy flyers on cars for that example. Yeah. There's going to be some people that, if they don't already know, they might believe that.
So, like, I think, we need to be more educated on what it actually is, because I think if everybody was more educated on what actually it was, there would be less people against it, because it's not really hurting anyone.
Mm-hmm. It is a medical procedure.
Exactly.
That everyone needs to have. Everyone needs to have a right to.
There you go.
Oh, I was just going to say more on the education front. Education about contraceptives and how they're not 100% effective anytime, no matter like what you're using. They're not 100% like, you could get pregnant no matter which one.
And for the people who are those really, you know, just, I'm sorry, I'm gonna say it, this is crazy on abstinence, hey, this also affects like perfectly normal, healthy families that just don't want to go into poverty by having a fifth child they can't afford. Like,
exactly. Thank you.